Retrouvons l'agenda culturel tout en anglais.
Hello. After a soggy weekend.
Avec Veronica.
I'm devoting a few moments to the weather, a very English thing to do. Weather per se can't be blamed for what it does. It is not responsible for its increasingly violent weather patterns. That is another big conversation. But it doesn't deliberately mean to spoil big world events. It was just very bad luck that the opening ceremony of the Paris Olympics was somewhat dampened. And Saturday's glorious reopening of Notre Dame. Forget whether some people say it's too glossily new, and where would Victor Hugo's hunchback be able to reside now, since there are no more dingy corners? Forget all that. The ceremony was somewhat marred by having to take place indoors, not out. Think of all that political hair that would have been swept out of place had they stuck to their guns and braved the elements. It was just bad luck, but we knew it was coming. Met offices had announced it. But did you know that ever since 2015, our storms have not only been forecast but named, following perhaps on the coattails of the US and their named hurricanes? The UK Met Office, together with the Netherlands and Ireland, launched a two-year Name Our Storms project, asking the public to suggest names via social media, obviously not Stormy Daniels, because that's a whole different story, or not any previous hurricane names, or names starting with Q, U, X, Y, Z. Storm names are given in alphabetical order from September to late August the following year, which is when there is more chance of low-pressure systems with the potential to cause disruption or damage, 65 km/h wind speeds, resulting in an amber or red warning. Well, Abigail was the first named storm in November 2015. Last year we had Anthony and Betty, Otto from the Danish Met Office, and Noah from France. Since September, we've already had Ashley, Bert, Connell and Dara, which I witnessed at close quarters on Saturday as the plane I was in was having some difficulty landing. Hooray for the nerves of steel of our Dutch pilot, Rick. Identifying weather systems goes back several centuries, but credit for the first user of personal names is generally given to an Australian meteorologist, Clement Ragg, between 1887 and 1907, who named tropical cyclones and anticyclones across Australia, New Zealand and Antarctica using names drawn from the Greek alphabet, Greek and Roman mythology, and female names. Then, in a fit of pique, after the new Australian government failed to create a federal weather bureau and appoint him director, Ragg started naming cyclones after political figures. Well, you can imagine, this system of naming was obviously short-lived. The oldest naming system in Europe was developed by a student at the Free University of Berlin's Met Institute, who suggested that names should be assigned to areas of low and high pressure, from a list of 260 male and 260 female names submitted by its students. Female names were assigned to areas of low pressure, while male names were given to areas of high pressure. And yes, in 1998 it was discussed whether it was discriminatory to identify high pressure with males and low pressure with females. The issue was neatly resolved by alternating male and female names each year. Well, to recover from Storm Dara, how about this coming Saturday, cuddling up at the cinema in Lectoure with a vin chaud and biscuits for Ballet of Broadway, direct from the Royal Ballet in London. It's a great way of seeing fabulous shows which you would otherwise miss, and for a fraction of the price. And on the 21st, the delightful Casse-Noisette, aka the Nutcracker, also coming to you from Covent Garden. And then you can step outside the cinema where Lectoure is having its Christmas market both weekends, as well as a pop-up craft fair at the Manufacture Royale. Well, I know where I'm going.
Retrouvez Véronica en podcast pour l'agenda culturel tout en anglais.
www.dfm930.com.
See you there.